Chapter 25. Erwin.
We continued through the jungle much as we had the previous day, only now we had the talkative Jasmina with us. While Lynx and Jace hacked away a trail for the group, I occasionally took out my map to study our trek through the trees. The rest of the group swatted at bugs and wiped the sweat from their foreheads. Jasmina happily mumbled to herself as she trotted along. Sahar and I humored the djinn from time to time and asked her questions about the jungle. Both of us were truly interested in what Jasmina had to say, but I could tell it annoyed Rachel. "And what is that one called?" I asked Jasmina as I pointed to a vibrant orange flower. "Ixora coccinea, or Flame of the Woods," Jasmina declared. "I think I've heard of that flower before." Sahar chimed in.
"As a sorceress and an alchemist, that flower would interest you,"
Jasmina told her.
"It has special properties that can make fire potions."
Sahar's slim eyebrows raised, and she took out a small knife she carried tucked into her belt. She cut a few of the flowers from the tree they grew from and smelled them before stuffing them in her bag.
"I could spend months out here collecting things for my lab,"
Sahar marveled as we stepped through the dense, wet trees.
"That's what I've been doing. Everything in my shack are things I've collected from this jungle. It has so much to offer."
Jasmina looked around, just as in awe of the jungle as we were, even though she had been living here for a while now. We continued on this way, chatting with Jasmina, no longer concerned about any lurking zombies. Anytime one lumbered near our group, she would sense it and float off into the trees to dispatch it. Utilizing her abilities allowed us to conserve at least some energy, since we didn't have to worry about any zombies sneaking up on us. After a few hours, Jasmina grew eerily quiet, and she and Sahar whispered to each other. A few times they made the group stop, and then the two women clasped hands and closed their eyes. We waited, and I wondered what the two women were doing, but Sahar opened her dark eyes and relayed the news to us.
"We're very close to the ruins now. Jasmina and I can sense the power that sleeps there. It's like nothing I've ever felt before."
The information was unsettling enough, but knowing that Tenochtitlan was our destination proved to be even more distressing. Whatever spell lay over the land better hold while we explored. Jace and Lynx crept forward more cautiously now. Instead of forcefully cutting away any trees and brush in our path, they quietly crawled through the foliage, and soon enough they crouched behind some trees and signaled for us to stay low and quiet. As I crept up to where the Nogwall and werewolf hid, I caught a glimpse of some stone structures up ahead. We had made it to the ruins. I moved some branches out of my way so I could get a better view. Tenochtitlan sprawled out before us, a giant city of brown and tan dilapidated stone structures. Crumbled walls ran around the outskirts, and several cobbled buildings stood lonely and abandoned, looking like a great interconnected maze of rock and dust. Beyond all the rundown walls and buildings stood a formidable-looking square pyramid. It rose up above the surrounding ruins, ascending high into the sky with the large terraced stone walls. It was widest at the base, and each square layer above the next was smaller, so that a small square stood on the top. From our angle, we could just about see two sides of the blocky pyramid, and in the center of each, running from the base to the smallest square on top, was a path of steps.
"That's the temple,"
Lynx whispered as he pointed to the building I had been studying.
"That's where we need to go,"
Jace added.
"I think most of the other buildings are all destroyed except for the temple."
"So what's our plan of action then?" I asked. Between where we hid and the temple, hundreds of zombies and lichlings stumbled around the ruins. They looked content enough, but once we alerted one of the creatures to our presence, every undead monster in Tenochtitlan would bumble our way. The zombies were easy enough to kill when in small groups, but I didn't want a horde bearing down on us, especially with the lichling reinforcements. If we can somehow sneak to the temple, that might be our best shot, I suggested.
"Maybe you and I can scout from the skies," Rosmarin offered.
Then we could get a better feel for their numbers.
While you two scout from above, as our eyes will try to sneak through and see how many we can pick off.
Kristoff added,
Wait.
Jasmina moved up to where we were.
I can use some cloaking magic to make us harder to detect. It won't fully shield us, but it will make us harder to see. And hear.
Good thing we brought the djinn along.
Chris smirked at Rachel, who shook her head at him, but then gave a shrug that said, I guess you're right.
The ones with wings.
Jasmina spoke to Rosmarin and me.
This spell will not work on you. You will be too far away. Stay as high in the sky as you can.
We nodded and then wished the others luck. Jasmina closed her eyes and mumbled some spell, and something like wind whisked out from her staff and swirled around the group staying on the ground. It looked like they were in some kind of giant bubble. I could still hear them, but their voices were muffled, like they were underwater. They all seemed to be doing fine, though, and slowly crept out of the trees and toward the first ruined wall. I unfurled my dainty, translucent wings, and Rosmarin let her giant black wings materialize behind her. She opened them and took off into the air. I unslung my bow from my back and took off after her. I kept my eyes on the group below. It was a little odd that I could still see them, but I assumed the djinn's spell would shield them from zombie or lichling eyes. Jasmina kept a position at the center of the group with her staff raised. When they arrived at the low, crumbling wall, Jace peeked over it and then jumped over the top and swiftly sliced a head off a zombie that wandered by. Lynx peeked his head over next to make sure the group could move forward. The jaguar signaled the okay, and as one, the group climbed over the wall and began their march toward the temple. Rosmarin and I flew straight over the ruins in a beeline for the temple to check our companion's path ahead. What we saw on the edge of the forest was only a small percentage of the sheer numbers of undead that filled the ruins with their stinking, rotting bodies. From our place in the sky, the army looked like a black stain on the dusty streets of Tenochtitlan. It was worse than we had thought, but we had to make it to the temple, and our friends were already heading that way, so we swooped back around and flew back to our group. I loosed arrows into as many as I could as Rosmarin dived and cut them down with her sword. As we approached our semi-shielded companions, Kristoff slid his glinting blade into the back of a zombie's head, and it crumpled to the ground. Another zombie nearby turned and lumbered over to its dead comrade. It stood a foot from Chris and cocked its head side to side, but Jasmina's spell proved to be powerful enough to keep him from detection. He slowly moved towards the zombie, and just as he registered Chris's presence in front of him with a growl, Chris swung his blade clean through its neck. The group kept moving forward, dispatching zombie after zombie. Onyx chopped through several with her great sword, and even though sneaking around wasn't her style, the Doombringer still skillfully cut through the undead like it was nothing. Zahar sent bolts of magic into any creature that came near, and Rachel, in her black attire, had pulled out a small dagger. She looked like a silent assassin as she ducked and dashed between the ruined buildings, sliding her blade into zombie skulls. Rosmarin and I continued flying back and forth along our group's intended path, killing everything we could. The problem was that the surrounding zombies noticed the commotion and began stumbling our way. As the group pushed its way deeper into the ruins, the hordes grew thicker. We hadn't encountered any lichlings yet, but as I peered around at the advancing hordes, I saw a group of the skeletons patrolling up nearby. Rosmarin sped across the sky toward them and hurtled down from the air, grabbing a skeleton. She flew back behind toward the jungle and dropped the undead creature. It smashed into some rubble, bones flying in all directions. I followed her lead and flew down and grabbed another lichling, leaving only two confused skeletons left. Jason Lynx were on it. They crept forward around a building. Lynx grabbed a large stone from the ground and smashed it into one of the lichling's skulls, shattering it into pieces. Jace grabbed the other skeleton from behind and pulled it back to the ground, and with one swift movement, he brought a giant wolf paw down on the undead skull, crushing it. We signaled for our friends to move forward, and they crept up and took cover behind more rubble.
The temple was now only a short distance away. It rose up high into the sky, looming over the ruins. But between where they hid and the temple, scores of zombies and lichlings guarded it. They wandered around through the ruins aimlessly, bumping into each other, but I knew as soon as we alerted one of them, the whole horde would attack. Maybe we can draw them away from the entrance. I called to Rosmarin as I passed her in the sky. Rosmarin nodded and plunged down into the horde. Her black wings wrapped around her body as she spun through the creatures with her sword flashing. She cut a path through the army and flew back up into the sky. The horde turned and plodded off toward their attacker. I used their distraction and swooped upon the mass from behind and fired as many arrows as I could into the backs of the unsuspecting undead. Some of them turned around toward me to fight off their new assailant, but Rosmarin swooped back down for another pass, sending more heads flying. We killed as many as we could while slowly pulling the horde away from the temple entrance. When enough had cleared from the path, the party crept out from behind their hiding places and ran toward the temple, swinging their blades into any lingering enemies. Rachel had her wool doe out now, and she swung it in great, sweeping arcs, as did the furious Doombringer with her great sword. I could hear her snarls from the sky. The only entrance to the temple was at the very top of the pyramid in that solitary square, so the party darted up the stairs. As they reached the top, Rosmarin and I dropped from the skies, and both folded our wings up as we studied our breathing. Onyx was the last of us to ascend the stairs, and as she reached the top, I peered down to see if any of the horde had followed us. Rosmarin and I had drawn most of them around the side of the temple, and the ones that our passing group hadn't killed returned to their aimless wanderings. Good thing they're stupid, I gloated down at the zombies. Thanks for the help. Rachel breathed as she placed a hand on Rosmarin's shoulder. It was risky, but it worked. Rosmarin returned, and then she took a gulp of her water. We should leave someone to keep watch at the entrance. Sahar advised.
Jace and Lynx, would you do the honors?
Rosmarin asked. Both readily agreed. Well, let's hope our exploration of the ruins is as successful as the journey here. I sighed. I glanced out and around, and if we didn't have a horde of zombies below us and a temple full of the unknown to explore, I would have loved the view. Standing on the top of the terrace temple, we could see out across the vast ruins that spread out all around. The jungle enclosed Tenochtitlan on all sides, making this once great city perfectly hidden. The others looked out across the ruins as well, but finally Rachel spoke. After you, Lightbearer. She grimaced as she pointed to the opening. Kristoff sighed and walked in, and the others followed. I drew in a deep breath and entered the temple.